Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Toe Meets Leather podcast. I'm here today with our Week 6 call-outs and shout-outs. I'm Logan, and as always, I'm here with Andrew and Nigel. Now, we're in an unusual bout this week. Due to my strange situations, I don't really have any call-outs or shout-outs to speak of. So I'm going to go ahead and hand this one over to Andrew, because I know he's got quite a few things that he wants to talk about this week. So, Andrew, I'll let you get started.
All right, my first call out is to U.S. soccer. No, we shouldn't fire Jurgen Klinsmann. Anyone who says that, you're an idiot. But you can't lose the matches like we lost on Saturday, the Confederations playoff match against Mexico. And even worse in my mind is the U-23s losing to Honduras. They may miss the Olympics for the second set in a row, which that's a great place to develop young talent. So I don't know what you need to do, Andre Herzog and the U-23s, but you got to beat Canada and then you got to beat Colombia because we need that team in the Olympics. We got too much young talent to miss it. My next call out, and I feel bad doing this, but North Texas lost to Portland State 66-7 over the weekend and then immediately fired Dan McCarney, their coach. I don't know what to say. That's to lose like that to an FCS team is just insane. Now, it is the same Portland State team that beat Washington State earlier in the year, so it's not a complete chump, but that's just bad. And North Texas, you gave up 62 points to an Iowa offense that has just looked like hot garbage. So, you know, best of luck with your coaching search, but come on, guys, you can't do that. My shout-out is to Louisiana State University and just the fantastic way that they handled the issues of not being able to play South Carolina in South Carolina due to the flooding. You know, the hospitality was apparently fantastic. LSU played as the road team in their own stadium. They accommodated South Carolina fans in every way, shape, or form. Good on you. Congratulations. Great, great hospitality, LSU. And you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people in South Carolina that are still dealing with the flooding and still dealing with this disaster. But congratulations and great job, Louisiana State.
My shout out really quick will go to Andrew for using an adverb other than dumpster fire. I was very impressed. Nigel, what are your shout outs and call outs?
First, my shout out goes out to USC for handling the Sarkisian situation the way they've done it. I give a special kudos to the staff. Usually when a person is in a position of power, it's not as easy to kind of hold them accountable. You know, so for them to be able to, you know, hold him accountable, make sure he's putting himself first, especially what seems to be a big issue, something that maybe, you know, we don't ever want to talk about our issues sometimes. So for them to, you know, put this out there, I'm definitely kudos to USC for, you know, taking the bull by the horns and handling this situation. My call-outs. I actually have two call-outs today. One is to Andrew Rodriguez for saying that Michigan was undefeated. Michigan is definitely not undefeated. They have one loss to Utah. My other call-out.
Undefeated in the conference, jerk. You knew what I meant.
My other call-out is to the ACC. While you may have two very good teams in Clemson and Florida State, you do not have more quality teams than the American Athletic Conference. Right now, go American Athletic Conference. Yes, the AAC. Go AAC.
I like how you turned what should have been a shout-out to the American Conference into a call-out for the ACC just being so bad. All right. Well, that wraps it out for our call-outs and shout-outs. Thank you again for listening to us. If you got anything that you'd like us to call out or shout out in the college football world or in general, shoot us an email at toemeatleather@gmail.com. Again, that is toemeatleather@gmail.com. Hope you all have a good rest of your week. I'm sure we will. Plenty of college football to look forward to this weekend. Till then, have a good one.